Time now on the Bonusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, you guys have certainly been playing very, very well as of late. Results have been great. What's been the key to the success in your mind?
I think pretty good team defense as a whole right now, Brian. I think we're doing a very good job with six-man defense right now. We're getting some timely stops from Mike Bitzer, there's no question, but I also think our other guys are doing a great job in the zone. Our coverage down low is good. Our point coverage is good. We're not giving up a lot of quality scoring chances. I think our rush defense is very good right now, which obviously plays into our back pressure. And I think all those things, if you combine all those things together, Brian, just take a look at our goals against over the course of the last 18 to 20 games, it's pretty solid.
In years past, heck, even earlier in the year, goalies were being asked to make 4, 5, 6 big-time saves in a game. I honestly don't remember any last week. Were there?
Schulze, there's been a few, but you're right. Nothing can really stand out other than maybe some second-chance opportunities and rebounds that, it's such a small rink right there, and you're going to give up rebounds. But I think we've done a good job away from the puck. I think we've boxed out extremely well. And, we were going into last weekend. We were 6th in the country as far as shots against. So we're just doing a good job. And I think, again, too, Schulze, offensively, our possession time in the zone also helps your goals against. So I think all areas of the rink and all three zones, we're pretty good right now.
When you're winning, we've talked about this in the past, when you're winning, you can kind of overlook a few mistakes, perhaps. There haven't been a lot of those lately either, have there?
No, our guys are dialed in well right now. And I'm really proud of our guys right now. Our execution and effort combined is very good right now. And, typically you're going to have one or the other, but when both of them are dialed in together, which they are right now, we're in sync. It's pretty good.
You've had to juggle a few bodies in and out of the lineup because guys have been hurt. Good execution when you're moving guys in and out of the lineup doesn't always happen, does it?
Well, you're exactly right. And we haven't had a lot of stability in our lineup over the course of the last, really probably the second half of the year. There's always one or two guys who have been out, so that's not easy because you want to obviously have some stable lines and some stable decor. So our guys have done a good job of responding, and no matter who they're put with, we're getting the same amount of mileage out of everybody.
More with Tom Ceritori when we return the Bonusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonusa pregame show. Brian Schulze with Tom Ceritori, the Beavers. Awful lot at stake this weekend here. There's a lot at stake virtually everywhere in the league. Sure makes it fun from a fan standpoint. Drives coaches bonkers this time of year, though, doesn't it?
Well, it does, Schulze. You'd love to have a lot of things stabilized right now in your game, and you'd like to have your positions in the standings stabilized, but it doesn't work that way.
Fans like to live in the past a little bit. I'm sure they've been talking a lot about the North Star Cup. Coaches and players don't, do they? You're living in the present.
I haven't even thought about it in a month, so, you're exactly right. And that was a great weekend of hockey, and, it was something special that particular weekend, but that's all it was a weekend this year, and it's a good memory. We'll have a good memory. The players will have a great memory for their lifetime, and something that we can draw back from next time we do play in the North Star Cup. But, again, at the end of the day, it's where do you finish in the standings and what do you do in the playoffs? And I think that's where our focus has been over the course of the last 5, 6 weeks.
Tactically speaking, how much will you revert back to 5 or 6 weeks ago, the last time you played them this weekend?
Oh, definitely, Schulze. We had a great effort. We had great execution. We had a good game plan, and we're going to try to maintain that same game plan this weekend. And no question about that when you factor in how much offense they have and how deep they are and how old they are.
Their power play is scary good, aren't they?
Yeah, they've got a heck of a power play, and Leitner's a catalyst. He just has the ability of making plays all over the rink. You'll take a look tonight. There'll be a loose puck, and as he's chasing a loose puck, he's looking over his left shoulder, over his right shoulder. The game's very slow for him. He can make those plays in motion, and he's just got gifted vision.
Fans will be scoreboard watching throughout the game tonight. At what point do you and the guys start scoreboard watching?
We don't scoreboard watch, Brian, at all. It's taboo to look at your phone. It's taboo to look at your phone between periods. It is. The one thing we get score updates, though, with our shot charts, as between periods, so you do see that. But I don't want us looking at our phones. I don't want that. I just want us to obviously worry about the task at hand, just like we want the players to.
How much easier is it on a coach when you still do control your own destiny and you're not relying on other people to help?
Well, at least if you get the job done, you're still in the same spot you were the night before, and I think that helps.
You've been so good at home this year. What's changed?
I don't know, Schulze. I just, you know, I don't know. That's a good question. I think probably, again, I think, you know what, consistent effort, getting the first goal. I think there's just a lot of different factors. Sometimes it's hard to put a finger on what and why, but this team's just a good team. This team's a good team. No matter where we're playing, we're a good team. Even though our road record's not great, we've played well on the road as well. So I just think, again, we've got good consistency to our game. But why the home record? I don't know, Schulze. Just, again, our work ethic, scoring the first goal, maybe our speed. I think that helps. I think that helps. And, you know, we if you take a look, I think we've been a very good first period team. But if you take a look at goals for, you know, goals against ratio, our second period's been our strongest period. So, but I also think we've been a pretty good first period team.
High school state tournament going on right now. It is a holiday for many fans who make it a yearly trip down there, no matter who's playing. A couple of former Beavers coaching for Bemidji this year. Almost three decades is crazy to think how long it's been, but certainly happy for both Wade and Eric, aren't you?
Well, again, Tommy Schinnebarger is also an alumni. I played with Tommy here at Bemidji State, and Tommy's also one of their coaches. So there's actually three alumni coaching, and Wade and Monzie and Shinny, and proud of those guys and proud of our players right there. It's an unbelievable tournament. What an experience those kids are going to have, and what a memory they're going to have. And they had a heck of a hockey team this year, and again, going to the state tournament's the pinnacle of high school hockey. So, you know, proud of those kids and just the enthusiasm that they showed on the ice. And again, so good for the community to be able to obviously share that with those players as well. So it's been a great weekend of watching hockey and rooting for your team down in St. Paul. I know my wife and two daughters are down there, and they had a great time. They're on their way back right now to watch the Beavs tonight. But just a wonderful experience, and again, it's so great for the community and the high school and everybody.
This is perhaps the biggest week of hockey in this town. Women's team at the final faceoff in Grand Forks. High school team, you guys fighting for home ice. Sure makes it fun, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, it does, and that means you're having success right there. So it's been a good winter for Lumberjack/Beaver hockey.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Serratore, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.